We in Tennessee have really good roads. We're ranked in the top two or three in the nation, and by truckers and other independent researchers, and we do it without any transportation debt. We have no debt at all. We're a pay-as-you-go state, and so our people, when we were talking about needing to raise dollars, looked up and said, well, our roads are in pretty good shape. You know, why do we need to raise any additional dollars? And so it's hard to educate people and convince them that they need to pay more taxes on something that's not yet falling apart. I've been in government now, or in public service, for 24 years. I spent 13 years on a school board. I was 4 years as a mayor, and now I've been in this job 7 years. And unfortunately, in all those cases, you have to govern basically by crisis. The people of our country don't necessarily like us to be forward thinkers and fix things before they're broken. Congress is the same way. We're dealing with that, you know, right now, trying to, you know, fund the government. You know, we fund it, you know, every 3 weeks now, and we don't even talk about things until there's a crisis. And then that's how we try to fix something. You know, unfortunately, in the infrastructure world, you can't do that because it takes too long to fix something. So we have to look at it with foresight. We have to be we have to be visionaries, and we have to fix things before they crumble. And we're just not doing that.